Hi, y'all. Welcome back to the Music Time Travel Podcast. I'm your host, Gabe Piesco, and today we will be examining the history of the phonograph. But before we get into it, I would like to introduce our guest, the great Thomas Edison.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Gabe. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be alive again. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I can't complain. How are you enjoying the 21st century?
Well, I'll tell you what, Gabe, I just can't get over these burger in a minute at that arch place. It's been treating me fine.
Oh, you're talking about McDonald's. Yeah, I mean, that definitely treats me nice as a college student. Not only is it fast, but it's cheap. But McDonald's aside, we did want to get into your experience and creating the phonograph. Obviously, it had very tremendous impact on the music industry. And we just really wanted to hear about your time in developing the product.
Yeah, definitely, Gabe. So, as you probably know, I developed the product as a result of working on my famous telegraph and telephone. I really wanted to create a machine that would transcribe telegraphic messages through the indentation on paper tape. And I wanted that to be sent through the telegraph repeatedly. So what I did, I took a diaphragm with an embossing point, and I held it against rapidly moving paraffin paper. My speaking vibrations made indentations in that paper, although I found it more effective to use a metal cylinder with tin foil wrapped around it. I also figured I'd include two diaphragm needle units, one for recording, one for playback. And after testing with it, toying with it some more, I sketched it up. I gave the blueprint to my old pal, John Crucy. Took him about 30 hours, bada bing, bada bong, eureka.
Wow, Thomas, it almost seems like it's no big deal to you to pump something out like that.
Well, it's something that I love doing. I love being in my laboratory, and it's almost like a child of mine.
Interesting. Now, what did you do next with your new child?
Well, what do you mean? You haven't heard Mary has a little lamb before?
Well, I have, sir.
Well, I'm the one that made it an instant success as I put it on my phonograph.
Well, as a matter of fact, you're in luck, because I've brought my phonograph with me, and I'll play Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Okay, well, let's hear it then, Thomas.
Wow, Thomas, wow, snaps. Snaps, Thomas, that was beautiful. Now, we don't have much time left, and I really appreciate you coming back from the dead to be on our time travel music podcast. Now, is there any last words that you'd like to enlighten our viewers with, or more so our listeners?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I did some reading, and it turns out you're a Spartan, eh?
As a matter of fact, I am, Thomas.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was a Michigander myself, and those boys play some good football and basketball, so the only thing I have for your listeners is go green
and go white, Thomas. And with that, we can conclude our podcast. However, before concluding, it is vital that we do address how impactful the phonograph was on the music industry. It was the first machine that allowed reliable input and then output of audio. Now, while there were other machines that were able to do that, Thomas Edison really championed this device. And although it was not the greatest of quality, it was extremely innovative for its time, and it gave way to machines that we now take for granted today, like the iPod, or microphones that allow recording music and then playing out of something like an iPod. So this all started with the phonograph, and we do just want to stress that importance. So with that, we hope that you have a great rest of your day, and thank you for tuning in to the Time Travel Podcast.